Blog Good evening. Talk Radio.
This is Dee taking Psychic X Journeyman's place tonight. He's down with a migraine, and he asked if I would take over the show. So welcome to the show. The call-in number is 646-721-9031. I'm looking forward to chatting with you and answering your questions. So anybody that would like to call in, please do so. So far there's no one in the chat room, but hopefully someone will tune in soon. I hope everyone's doing well on this lovely summer day. I'm totally unprepared for this, so bear with me. And since nobody has shown up just yet, I'm going to play another song, and we're going to try Crystal Ball.
I used to like to walk the straight and narrow line. I used to think that everything was fine. Sometimes I'd sit and gaze for days through ceaseless dreams, all alone and trapped in time. All alone and trapped in time. I wonder what tomorrow has in mind for me, or am I even in its mind at all? Perhaps I'll get a chance to look ahead and see, soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Well, tell me where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. Tell me, won't you tell me and then tell me again? My heart is breaking, my body's aching, and I don't know where to go. So tell me, won't you tell me?
Hi, everybody. I see that we have one person in the chat room. Shallow, I believe, if I read correctly. Welcome to the show, and how are you, as Donnie would say. If you'd like a reading, I'd be more than happy to read for you. You seem to be the only one so far, except for, I forgot, guest 7127. Welcome to the show. So if anybody would like to call in, I'd love to read for you. As I said before, Donnie's out with a bad migraine tonight, so I'm taking over. So bear with me. It's really my first time doing it solely on my own. Just to start things off, since everything seems to be so quiet, I'm shuffling. I have my own deck of angel cards, the same ones that Donna uses, the Healing with the Angels. And I'm going to shuffle, and then I'm going to pick a card and see what it has to say. Hope everyone's enjoying the evening. Ah, we have somebody else in the chat room. Welcome. Pardon me, I'm trying to do everything at once, so bear with me. Give these another good shuffle. And let's see. We'll pick the top card, which just happens to be signs, which I think is rather an appropriate thing for this time. I think we should all be aware, whatever's going on in our lives, to look for signs. Make sure that we know exactly where we're headed. Sometimes we think we know something, and then we suddenly realize that, whoops, I guess I wasn't quite as aware whereas I should have been. So whenever there's something, you have a question that you want to ask your angels about, or your guides, or even the fairies, I believe the fairies are earth angels, so I'm kind of partial to them. Ask for signs and make sure that you pay close attention, because you never know what you're going to find when you do. Ah, pardon me. I'm trying to maneuver everything here tonight, so please bear with me. Ah, nobody's called in yet. If anybody has a question that you would prefer to ask in the chat room, ask away. I'll be more than happy to answer your question. As I said, I picked the signs card. Let's see if we have another, if there's something else we can pick up on tonight. I got to shuffle my cards better. I had some of the cards turned over so they're in the upright position. Before I forget, Donnie does have a show, does have a sponsor, Richard Palanga, who has his Divine Body Wash. I believe it's at divinebodywash.com. And I believe for $25 donation to the show, you get a bottle of Divine Body Wash. If you donate $35 or more to help the show, you will get not only the body wash, but you will get a body mist as well. And if any of you would like a reading from Donnie, you can reach him, of course, at at his website, which is psychicxjourneyman.com, I believe. And you can also email him at his, I don't have all his particulars at the moment. I'm sorry about that. You can email him. You can also call him. He's also on Keen and Aranum. And there's also April Angel Love, or his girlfriend. She also does fantastic readings. She does all kinds of things, including spells, and I'm trying to think what she does. She's a clairvoyant and the medium, of course, and Donnie does past life regressions and past life readings. He does life coaching and relationship issues. And if you're interested in a reading from me, my information is spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com, or you can phone me at 207-374-5072. I do everything through PayPal. Everything is for donations, and I'm willing to work within your budget, bring your offer to the table, as Donnie always says, and I'm more than happy to give you a reading. I do have a suggestion. If you want a 60-minute phone reading from me, I suggest a $60 donation. I suggest for an email reading a $20 donation. But like I said, just bring your offer to the table, and I'll be more than happy to work with you. Also, I am a clairvoyant, a clairaudient, claircognizant, and I believe clairsentient, and I do healing energy work, so if you're interested in that, contact me. Also, if you're interested in jewelry, I have a business called Dreamweaver Designs, and for the moment I'm using my Spirit Wind email, and you can email me, and I can send you some pictures to show you, give you an idea of what I do. My jewelry is all handmade with stone beads such as moss agate, amethyst, rose quartz, tourmalated quartz, ocean jasper, all kinds of wonderful stones. And I use some freshwater pearls in some of my stuff. I also use stone pendants or sterling silver pendants. I use Hill Tribes silver, which is handmade in Thailand by the Hill Tribes people, which is a higher content of silver than regular sterling, but it's absolutely beautiful. And if you're interested in a piece of jewelry, we can discuss the length, how many strands you'd like it for a necklace. I also make bracelets and I make earrings. So whatever you're interested in, and if you're interested in some chakra jewelry, we can work something out with that too, and we'll discuss, like I said, length and all that sort of thing and what stones you'd like, some idea of design. And also, I accept PayPal for my jewelry as well. So for anyone that's interested, please contact me. I would love to read for you. I would love to make you some jewelry. And I see there's still nobody on the line yet. If anybody in chat would like to call in, that would be great. If not, if you have a question that you'd like to put into the chat room, I'd be more than happy to answer. As I said before, the call-in number is 646-721-9031. And we're here for the next 2 hours, so why don't we get something started here? Anybody, if anybody has anything that they'd like to add, I'd love to hear from you. We are very quiet tonight. People do not seem to be calling in. As I said before, Donnie's down with a migraine, so if anybody has any prayers for Donnie, I think that would be great. April, his girlfriend, is out visiting with him in Manitou Springs, Colorado. Okay, it's going to be very quiet tonight. So I will pick another angel card and see what it has to say. I have shuffled, and the top card is New Beginnings. I think this is a good time for new beginnings for people. We're just, it's the beginning of summer and time to get out there and enjoy life. New Beginnings. Looking up in my little book because I don't do this as a general rule. New Beginnings. Well, basically, like I said, it's time to start. Even though it's the beginning of summer, I'd call it spring house cleaning. Sort of the end of the season thing. Somebody has said hello. I'm getting a message in chat. Hold on. So, it's very quiet tonight. Somebody's pointed that out. I'd love to have somebody call in so that I could, like, it needs an answer to a question, or maybe just wants a general reading. Please do call in, Prem, or whatever you. I'm sorry, my eyesight's a little funky tonight. Yes, please call in and co-host with me. I'd be more than happy to have you. I seem to be floundering here. Help! This was one of those last-minute deals, and then I had trouble logging in tonight with Donnie's info. I was forgetting something, but we finally managed to make it here, so please do bear with me because I'm looking forward to having people for readings. Ah, Okay. So, how is everybody tonight? Well, here we are. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, floundering on my own here tonight. I am so sorry. Is this from the chat room?
Fran. Yeah.
Okay, hi. I'm not sure where you're from. I'm not 214.
Yeah, Dallas, Texas.
You say Dallas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm glad to have you with me because I feel like I'm like Frasier that when he was trying to...
Floating in your own orbit right now.
Yes, I'm floating in my own orbit and going, oh, God. And here I thought I was going to be so clever tonight and do so well, and I'm going, bleh, bleh.
Well,
it's terrible.
Awesome.
Donnie will say, she can't co-host. What's wrong with her? And here I've been saying I'm going to have my own show, and I'm doing so badly tonight. I feel terrible.
No, actually, you know, sometimes it works out better than we expect. Because
right.
I said it's been going, it's not easy. It gives you time to comfort yourself into it and get a feel. Because if you're bombarded right now, you'd be overwhelmed. And
no, I did take the lead on somebody's show once who was going to have me do my own blog talk on the, but it was in the paranormal section. And yeah, I did fine then, but tonight I'm just going, bah. It's hard with my doing it all on my own because there's nobody to man, you know, because I have to be in two places at once and my computer is not up to par.
Mm-mm.
So it's always fun when your computer is just going, does its own thing. And I'm lucky it's still holding together because I'm waiting for my new Ethernet cord so I don't get disconnected every so often and have to pop her back in.
Yeah.
A little tighter.
Well, we just had a new moon, too, which
yay.
Is amazing because with every new moon, that is the best time to manifest and to write down your wishes that you wish to bring forth.
Ah, perfect.
Yes.
I'm going to have to do
that. At the beginning of the new moon, you would write down 10 wishes, and you would keep each wish separate. And you would write it on a piece of paper, and then you would keep it in a little compartment or like a love box or something. And the next new moon, you would write down a whole, like, new wishes, 10 more new wishes, and you start seeing how they, the opportunities open or they start manifesting.
Oh, great. I could use that about now, the way my life's going.
I think we still have time today to finish writing the 10. There's a certain time period between when the new moon has just come in and to when it's the energy is stronger, basically. So I think today might be the last day.
What was that? I missed that. I'm trying to get it so I can hear you better. Turning off my fan.
That's a time period from when the new moon. And it's usually like a 2 or 3 day window where you the energy is stronger, basically.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good, because right about now,
yeah.
I think there are a lot of people that are floundering and don't know which way they're turning.
Yes,
and
yes, looking... a lot of changes. Yeah, it's happening also. And we had, several meteoroids from the sun explode and all that good stuff. So it affects us energetically on a level that we are not consciously aware of. And some of us are very aware of it because we're very sensitive to energy.
Now, there is some funky energy going on because I was talking today with a friend of mine, another fellow light worker. We've been working to help each other, and she was wondering if, because she's feeling very lethargic lately, and I have metal energy to burn, but physical energy is like, you know, the dead slug. And she was wondering if it was, you know, the energy that's, you know, the planet right now was why she was feeling the way she was.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it was. I'm really, you know, I haven't noticed. I just know that I've just been dragging lately because the weather's been too hot. And I live on the coast.
Well, yeah. Well, that will happen too with that change of heat.
We need something new to buoy us up.
Mm-hmm.
I think the planet needs to be shaken up and woken up or something. Everybody's running around in this.
Doing it in its own way.
Yeah, it definitely is.
And
I had
noticed a lot of people are feeling kind of disoriented or feeling a sense of hurry and rush, and some of them that have not been listening to the signs, their wake up, their personal wake up signs to make a change in themselves for how they've been doing things before. It's hitting them a bit harder, so it's sending them in a sense of chaos, when it's really not chaos, it's just pulling them out of that mess that they're in, that they are not in a place where they know how to deal with it or wanting to deal with it. And so,
right.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people out there, I was looking for something earlier because I didn't know where my book was, but there's a poem by Rumi that talks about don't go back to sleep.
Oh, yes. I love Rumi.
I love that poem. It was in a book of mine for...
a friend of it. Uh-huh.
For Celtic. Basically for seers and whatnot. It's a Celtic path book because I'm very Celtic. And I just love the way it talked about don't go back to sleep. You know, the dawn has secrets to tell you, and it talks about all the people going back and forth across the threshold. And to me, I got this impression of it's we're sleepwalking. So don't go back to sleep. Wake up, because we're all sleepwalking, and we're all missing. We're missing the signs. We're missing the messages that we're supposed to be getting.
Mm-hmm.
People don't. Yeah, there's so many. Go ahead.
Yeah, and like you were saying, I mean, with all the changes going on globally also, with how money's going and how money's been tightened up, people losing jobs, looking for jobs, how they're going to pay for the mortgage, the children, and and it's not a bad thing, I mean, to have stability and all that, but it's also happening for a reason, that we can come to see that, well, money is very important. It keeps us, gives us the ability to pay our way through and to have money for food and all that stuff, but not to depend on it as being our source of happiness and what makes us, what describes us. Because at the end of the day, with all the money that you have, when you die tomorrow, you're not going to be able to take your money with you, nor can you give it to someone else to eat. It's how you're going to use it, how you're going to spread that energy. Because money at the end of the day is energy. It's a form of energy. And so it is a wake-up call for people to see, hey, you know, maybe... And that's a different way of going around money rather than thinking money is all there is to us and our worth and how we can help others.
Right.
In fact, old age.
Mm-hmm. You reminded me of a friend of mine from Galway, Ireland. So he comes over here on business, and he said to me one time over the phone, he said, your health is your wealth.
Yes, absolutely.
And he's not hurting for money, I don't think, unless he lost his job, and I doubt it. He's, you know, sort of a high-profile person whom, unfortunately, we never got to meet.
Yeah.
Again, it was his fault, not mine.
Exactly. You don't have the ability or the energy or the momentum to go make wealth. Even, you know, wealth also comes in the form of happiness and fulfillment, helping someone else. It's not,
Now, we all need that. People are so, I think part of the reason why there's so many is, you know, there's so many shows on Blog Talk, so many, you know, metaphysical and, you know, the psychic people. And I think because so many people are so lost and they're looking for something and they don't know where to turn. And I sometimes think, and I don't say this to put anybody down, but I think that organized religion is not really doing it for everybody anymore.
It served the purpose at one point to keep people in order so they would not stray so far away. However, it got to the point where it became so man-made that we started, religions started to make us fear the man-made gods within the churches and all that, and to look to them to help themselves rather than showing them the way to help themselves. So it did serve a purpose to a point, but then it lost itself, as you would say.
No, I would never want to offend anybody by what I say about organized religion, because I used to be a minister's wife.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And it was kind of weird because I didn't. Maybe if I had known about myself back then, I would have said, oh, this isn't going to work. But, you know, it's one of those, I think it was a life lesson just to go through that and then to get to this stage of my life. And it's been, you know, it's been a number of years since everything came out and I realized, oh, this is, you know, I was born this way. And then getting to the point of realizing, I always say I came out of the broom closet because I'm also a witch. Not that I know how to practice anything much. And I, you know, it's always walking the light.
Yeah.
Whereas,
and it serves a purpose, right? I mean, everything serves a purpose, whether it's an asshole that comes into your life and, or a person that takes something away from you. There's a purpose for it. It's either to show you a different way of handling yourself, a way to grow yourself up, to know when to walk away. You know, there's always a purpose to why things.
Everything has a purpose in life. And while, you know, and sometimes I'm probably as guilty as somebody who's not a medium or anything. I go to too many other people to find out answers when I really have them myself. And I have to know that I should only, you know, you have to know who you can go to, who's good, who's not, who's going to be honest with you and who isn't.
And sometimes it's a little tricky when you yourself are the psychic. And it's like, okay, I need a bit of confirmation. So I need someone I can trust in the ability to tell me is what I'm getting correct and a little more clarity into.
Right.
So, yeah.
We have to have confidence in ourselves, because when I first had, well, somebody woke me up to who and what I was, you know, the psychic part, but I met this woman who's become one of my best friends, and she gave me the best piece of advice I've ever had. Always go with your first impression, never your second or your third, never second guess yourself. I swear by it, I pass it on, because it's true. We have to have faith in ourselves, but sometimes it's good to get confirmation from somebody else who we know that's good.
Yeah.
And I found, because I used to work on, not in the places that Donnie's worked, but there's another place online that I used to work on. They call it Live Person now. And for a while, when I didn't have a computer usage, I couldn't be there. So they just dumped my status. But I found that a lot of the people on there, they tell you what they think you want to hear. And I've always been specific about the fact in my profile that I don't do that. And I don't sugarcoat. So if that's what you're looking for, then don't come to me, because I'm not the person for you. I'll tell you exactly what I get. I'm a straight shooter. I just open my mouth and the words fall out. I don't care if I'm giving you a reading. I'm just talking to you. That's generally what it is. And I found that if I went to some of my peers, either for an exchange or when I was just there as, you know, because I'm still there but not as a reader, if I put myself out on their public board and asked for somebody to read for me, I always made it clear that I didn't want, that I wanted people to tell me what they honestly got, not what they thought I wanted to hear. And I got a lot of people, you know, and I was, and I realized later on they were telling me exactly what they thought I wanted to hear. No, I don't. I don't care if I don't like what you're telling me. I'll get over it. Just give me the truth. That's where I stand.
Yes. I had the same thing where, and it was a good eye-opener for me, where I had a reading by this lady, and for some reason she started ranting on about what she thought. She put in her own input into it and started berating at me. And what she didn't realize was she was pulling in the energy of this other person that I was asking the question about, who has a lot of issues. And I said to her, I'm very sure that you, right now you're tuning into this other person's energy and you're giving me their reading and what you think, because she was extremely judgmental too. So I
think she was judgmental?
Extremely judgmental.
Oh,
and,
I don't know.
Yes, and you know, judgment is not your place to be put into a reading. That
no.
is that it comes straight through you, through the divine, and not what mm-hmm. you how you redecorate it. So I had to very kindly tell her, thank you so very much for this, but I would highly suggest that you look into the way you deliver your messages, because A, judgment is not a place that your readings come from, and berating anybody is not
right.
the way to have someone walk away without wanting to slit their wrist and feel like it was their fault. That is
Ew.
Not good morale. That is not the way it's done.
No, you have to buoy people up.
Yeah.
When you read for places like LivePerson and whatnot, I'm sure Donnie knows, because LivePerson, they rate you. You always get rated for your readings, and I know that every time I got a bad rating, it was because I told somebody the truth, and they didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people always want, there are so many of them out there, and they go to 50 million different ones and that different psychics, and they say, well, I've been to all, you know, I've been to five or six, half dozen, whatever it was, and they do. And they told me that Joe's coming back, but he hasn't come back yet. What's the scoop? So I go on the public board and tell him, because he's not coming back. They told you what you wanted to hear, knowing full well they wouldn't hire me. Just
yes,
like the ones that want a love spell.
Yes. Yeah, well, you know, and sometimes that might be so, that a certain individual is supposed to be coming back, but the person that got the reading said, ooh, okay, so they're coming back, so I'm just going to sit down and do nothing about it, or I'm going to start calling this person up because I'm so excited, and it overweighs the scales to where this person decides, maybe I don't want to.
No.
It's really not, you know, it's how the person takes away the message.
Right.
And what they do with it. It is their choice.
Because when you've been to five or six or more psychics, and they all tell you the same thing, but it doesn't
mm-hmm.
come to pass, like, well, Joe's coming back. Well,
mm-hmm.
that tells you right there that, for one, you've gone to too many people.
Mm-hmm.
Two, Joe's not coming back because he would have come back by now if he was going to. Sometimes you can change things by your thinking and your manifestations, but, you know, you don't, going to too many different people, you need, it's not a good idea. You need to find the ones that you resonate to, the ones you know are good, because people like us, we can usually, you know, we can usually spot the frauds.
Mm-hmm.
And if we can't, we're having an off day. That's how I look at it.
Off days do happen.
Yeah, they do. And then there are those that they want somebody to perform a spell to make somebody love them. I knew they wouldn't hire me when I told them that, you know, why do you want to trick somebody into loving you? Because it'll wear off eventually, and then where are you going to be?
Yeah, well, that's against the law of free will. Would you want someone to put a love spell on you that you're not attracted to? And one
right.
day realize that's how you came about? How horrible would that be?
Yeah, that person will, Joe or Max or whoever he is going to walk away because he doesn't like to be tricked. Any more than a woman wants to be tricked. If you want a spell that enhances you to make you more desirable, that doesn't interfere with anybody's free will, that's great. Because I do not believe in interfering with free will. I'm not, you know, I'm sort of, I look at myself because I still have the Christian faith, but I'm also a Druid and a Wiccan. I put the Wiccan last. But I look at things and I do. The Wiccan read has a lot in it that I think is very good and very that people need to take note of. I mean, it's the threefold law. Whatever you do for good or bad comes back onto you threefold. Donnie uses tenfold, which I think, and don't anybody shoot me because I'm not that versed. I'm pretty sure that's a biblical thing. It does.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be careful what you do, and if you're going to do something that interferes with another's free will, then watch out because karma's going to take a chunk out of your plain English ass. You know, but that's how it happens. People don't get it. people are out there and they just don't, they don't, sometimes I don't think they care. They're just so oblivious. They want what they want. And they think, oh, if I go to Psychic Mary Lou, she'll give, and she does spells, well, I'm gonna pay $50 or more for her to do some mumbo jumbo so that Joe's gonna come home to me and gonna love me to death. You're wasting your money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just wasting your money, you're wasting your energy. Because she may tell you to do X, Y, and Z, and he may come back briefly, but he's not going to stay because eventually he'll, you know, something will snap. You can't trick people forever.
That would be true.
And that is so sad that everybody's running around. People, we all need something, and we all need, I think there are a lot of people out there that they're all adrift. They have no anchor.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody needs an anchor.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, what most people long for at the end of the day is love. And
yes,
we tend to look for it outside of us to fill that void in us. And I think I shared this with Donnie on one of the shows when I was on with him, that finding the love within yourself, and knowing that if you're coming into any kind of relationship, whether it's 50% of you into a friendship, everything comes back to a relationship, whether it's a love relationship, a relationship with your mother, your sister, your dog. it comes back to what is within you. And
right.
A lot of times we give so much of ourselves outside, and there's a part of us that's looking for the acceptance from outside because we haven't been able to accept ourselves inside. And to know that it's okay when we've made mistakes and we've messed up bad, we've done something horrible. As long as you stop and catch yourself and do something with your foot forward, doing something good, whether it's to someone else, you know, so you're starting to see, okay, I might be doing all of these things because there's a void inside of me, and how can I love myself more without having to physically use money to buy love for myself by shopping,
right,
like TV or something.
Yeah, that's where a lot of us fall short. We don't really love ourselves enough because maybe for some of us it's the way we were raised. You know, you learn what you live, and if all your life, you know, you've grown up and you've been put down, well then you don't feel good about yourself. You don't feel you're worthy. So therefore, you know, it's hard. You know, you want to attract somebody into your life because love is the biggest thing that we're all looking for, I think. We all need it in one way or another. Some people are very happy being, you know, living the celibate life. No, thank you. You know, that's not me. No, I'm going to ask you to read for me later if you don't mind. And I was serious about that, too. Okay, that's somebody else. Something popped up because my Yahoo's still on. But it's just the idea that we don't always feel really good about ourselves, and when we need to feel good about ourselves and realize that we aren't what we were. We aren't necessarily what we were told if it was negative. If all our lives we hear things like, and speaking for myself, you know, Dorothy, don't be so stupid, or something like that. Mm-hmm. Those things stick with you, and you get to, you know, you resonate to the negative as opposed to the positive, which is, hey, I'm pretty damn terrific, and I'm worth something. But people don't. That's one of the hardest things, is because a lot of people just they've lost interest in themselves. They don't really see their self worth, and they need to realize you're a beautiful human being. Everybody makes mistakes. But just because we make mistakes does not mean we aren't worthy, and that somebody isn't going to love us just for who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a time, I don't want to, you know, go on about myself particularly, but I had come back, I had been home for a couple of years, I guess, from after I came home just before I got divorced. And I don't know what it was. My mother and I were living in this house together, and I said something one day, I guess, and she said to me, "How can I love you the way you are?" Well, I was late 30s. I was like 38, 39. I mean, that's a pretty low blow. I don't even know what I did or what I said, but, you know, she was in her 80s, so. Yeah, but that doesn't excuse it. But that's the way a lot of people are. They grow up thinking, "I'm not worth it. I'm not worthy." And then, you know, it takes a long time, and you have to really work on yourself and realize, yes, I am. I am worth it. I am somebody. Because we all are. It's just, it's kind of sad. So many people, and it seems, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a matter of recalling parts of yourself that got lost.
Yeah. I mean, today there's so many people that are searching, and they don't know which way to turn. And then there are a lot of people that, because I have a neighbor that his attitude about psychics is we're all just a bunch of fucked up malcontents. Doesn't make any sense, but that's his opinion. And I look at him and I think he's probably a very, you know, he's a very right-brained person.
Yeah. Well, we can't move forward by holding on to experiences that didn't work for us.
Right. We do. We do hold on to things. We hold on.
Yes, because the intellect says, well, this is safe. This is all I've known, so I'm going to hold this. And if I try reviewing this from the core of my heart, it's going to tell me the truth. And then you see that, there is a discrepancy between what my head has been telling me and what my heart is telling me.
Right.
Because the heart knows the truth. And the head is always willing to give you all these reasons why and what happened, and then this, remember this time, and by stalking it, basically, from our heart center, we're able, you know, we can slowly, through a process, see, well, okay, maybe there was some truth to that, and there was a need for me to change it, but I hadn't heard it in this certain way.
Right. You there? 214? Oh. Okay. We lost her. Hopefully she'll be back. I see her. She's still on the line, supposedly. Hopefully she'll call back. Still in the chat room. 214, you want to hang up and try again? Okay, she hung up, so she'll try again. That's good. I think that we are, we were talking about people and loving yourself and feeling good about yourself. Well, we need to do that. We need, here she is. Yay!
What happened?
I don't know. All of a sudden, there was this noise, and as the as they say on Hee Haw, you met another, and you was gone. Pardon me, my bad sense of humor kicks in. But yeah, we are. There are so many people out there today that their self esteem is about as high as a snake's belly. I used to tell somebody, she'd say to me, that was when I was still married, and I'd be getting ready to walk back home, and she'd say, "Keep your chin up," and I'd say, "I'll pick it up off the floor."
Mm-hmm.
I don't say stuff like that anymore. I used to be the best at self-deprecating humor, and I've given that one up pretty much because it doesn't work. As Dr. Phil would say, "Well, how's that working for you?" And it doesn't, and that's the problem. We do hang on to the past. We hang on to outdated, outmoded ways of thinking, ways of doing things, habits, because we've been doing them for so long.
Yeah.
And then it's scary to think about, well, what if I don't have this anymore? This is like, you know, it's like sometimes some things, you know, It's a safety net. And we're going,
yes.
Oh, dear God, what am I going to do now? And we start panicking and backpedaling, and I can get it. I really can.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to sometimes, as difficult as it is, to take that leap of faith, to be like, and what I'm visioning right now is the fool in the tarot deck. He's got his little, you know, I don't know what deck it is. I think it's the Rider Waite, which is not my deck. But he's got his little bundle on the stick, and he's about to step off into the unknown, right off the cliff. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
that's what we have to do, is take that leap of faith
mm-hmm.
and realize that we really aren't alone. I may not be, you know, I always put it this way. I'm not a traditional Christian anymore. I still believe in God.
Well, sure.
And not everybody, you know, for some people it's going to be Buddha. It's going to be, you know, oh, popped into my head, Baha'u'llah. Not that I, you know, don't know much about him. But, you know, it's not everybody. What?
The creator, the infinite intelligence. It's
right.
life stories. Hmm.
We all have I still believe in God, but I do resonate very strongly to Druidism, having been Meg in 1640, who was a Druid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sort of thing, and Wicca is in there. I don't, my two great-grandmothers, my maternal ones, grandmother and great, and her mother, I don't know exactly. I just know that I realized that they were witches, so that got passed down. I don't know exactly, you know, what they were doing or not doing. Because
mm-hmm.
I never got to know my great-grandmother. My grandmother died when I was 7, and I didn't know that anybody in the family had any gifts, so I didn't know. I guess I shut off when I was little, so I had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and I think I'll take a break here just for a moment to tell everybody, if you want to call in tonight, the number is 646-721-9031. And if you're interested, we have a sponsor called Richard Palanger, who has Divine Body Wash. And his website is divinebodywash.com. For every $25 that you donate to help the show, he will give them a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, you'll get a bottle of body wash, and you'll get a bottle of body mist. So that's something to think about. And if you're interested in a reading from myself, you can contact me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com, or you can phone me at 207-374-5072. Everything I do is via PayPal, and it's all for donations. Bring your offer to the table, and I'll work with you. But I do have, for 60 minutes worth of my time, I do suggest a $60 donation or $20 for an email reading. But like I said, bring your offer to the table. I'll work with you. I'm a clairvoyant and a clairaudient and a bunch of other things to go with it. So if you're interested in a reading, I would be happy to give you one. It won't be sugar-coated. I won't tell you what I think you want to hear. I'll give you what I honestly get. And my email readings will not be, you know, so many words. It's just whatever I get. So they're probably going to be somewhat lengthy. And I'm willing to work with other blocks of time if you want only a half-hour reading over the phone, or 45, 75, 120, whatever. You decide what you'd like. And if you're interested in some jewelry, oh, yes, I forgot, I also do healing energy work, so if that's of interest to you. If you're interested in some jewelry, I'm Dreamweaver Designs. You can email me at my Spirit Wind email for now, and I can send you pictures to give you an idea of what I do. I work with stone beads. I work with moss agate. I work with rose quartz, amethyst, ocean jasper, Picasso jasper, all kinds of different stones and freshwater pearls, stone pendants, and sterling silver pendants. And I also work with Hill Tribe silver, which is handmade by the Hill Tribe's people in Thailand, which is absolutely beautiful stuff, which is a high silver content, higher than regular sterling. And I'm going to be getting into chakra jewelry, so if you're interested in that, just contact me. I make necklaces, earrings, and do bracelets. And just let me know, like with a necklace, how long you'd like it. We'll discuss the stones and that sort of thing, and how many strands you'd like, because some people might like a 2 or 3 strand or more. And if you're contact me, and we can work everything out as to the stones and the idea of the design and all that, and then I take PayPal for that as well. So if you're interested, just let me know. I'd love to read for you, and I'd love to make you some jewelry. And Donnie is Psychic X Journeyman at I believe his website is psychicxjourneyman.com, something like that. He does phone readings, email readings. He does relationship counseling and life coaching. So give him a shout. He also does works on Aranum and Keen and April Angel Medium or April Angel Love. I forget now. She also does reading. She's a clairvoyant and she does spells and things. So hey everybody, and remember, if anybody wants to put in a prayer for Donnie, he's suffering from a migraine tonight, so hopefully he'll be back tomorrow night. So there you have it. And now back to whatever, if I can. So on with the show. I think I was like the Looney Tunes. What? Yeah, I think I'm going Looney Tunes. Thank you for rescuing me. It was so much easier than I was just going, oh, beep, beep, beep. Maybe if I'd had time to prepare, but no. Actually, I had a little time, but I was eating, and then called a friend of mine to call one of my best friends to tell her I was going to be doing the show alone tonight in case she was going to listen in. If you're listening, Martha and Andrew, hello.
I didn't realize he had a migraine when I talked to him earlier because my line kept cutting in and out. So, okay, now it makes sense why he had that. So, well, I guess what we can do in the meantime, and anybody else that wishes to join in and Donnie some healing, we can do that right now if you'd like to do that.
Okay.
So right now, and anybody who's listening in and who's never done any kind of energy healing work, if I may just walk you through, it's always important, firstly, to open your light column. And your light column is basically your connection from your heart center down to the earth. Because right in the middle of the earth, there actually is a crystal. That's the crystal star that exists. And our light column also extends from our hearts all the way above our crown chakra into the ethers and into the pure white light, where pure source energy comes from. So at this time, I'd like everybody else to connect, bring in, quiet your mind, and bring in your heart center, the energy from your heart center. Expand from your heart center, this radiant white light, and bring it all the way down through your abdomen, your sacral, your root chakra, down your hips, all the way down your feet, your ankles, and down, all the way down into the Earth Mother, and into this crystal star. And you'll feel this pure pulsating light. And now we pull in all this divine light and energy up through our feet, our knees, our waves, circulate it all the way around your body as it circulates up through your hips, your sacral, your root, your belly, your breastbone, up through your heart chakra, your throat, around your face, your third eye, all the way above through your crown chakra. And we bring this light column all the way up high, past the stars, the sun, the ether. And we keep going further up, keep going, till we reach this pure white light. And we bring this light all the way back down to our heart center. And from this heart center, radiate this light out from the front and the back of our heart. And some of you might feel like you want to swirl when you open this from the front and back. Allow this to happen. You are letting loose, you're letting go of controlling the situation. This is good. And at this time, we shall imagine and bring forth from our heart pure white light. And if it helps you to put your hands in front of you, as if you were holding an imaginary ball. And feel this pure white light, this energetic white light, expand and fill this with love, unconditional love, as it comes from the source that we all come from. Unconditional love, pure light, and healing. And we call forth the energies of the angels, the gods, and all that is pure of God's light, or creative light, as you would call, and to assist Danny at this time with his migraine. And now hold his ball up towards your mouth, and on the count of three, we shall blow in into his heart chakra. On the count of three, one, two, if you might have seen it turn into a blue light. We thank this light and this energy. And for anybody that is having ailments right now, I would like to call forth all this energy, this tension in your body that you might be having. Call this forth into this white light. Bring forth another white light. Ball of energy, create this ball of energy again in front of you. And without any hate or anger or judgment or resentment or attachment of the outcome towards this, I would like you to pull this forth into this ball of white light. And some of you might be seeing it as a blue light at this time, and that is okay. And you hand over this ailment that you might be having, or situation. And we call forth the angels of light of God and all that is pure and true, unconditional love and unconditional healing. This is the material that we come from. And we hand this all forth into this light. Any fear that we may be holding on to at this time, bring it forth into this light. And once you have released this into this light, when you are ready, this time I would like you to just raise your hands and send it up. Give it up to the heavens and the ether and the ones and the higher beings. Lift this up like a light ball. Give it up. And release yourself from it. This now goes to the counselors of light who best know how to handle the situation. And so we give thanks. We give thanks. And any of you that wish to send a prayer of love out to someone out there, it feels like a lot of this are in that space of your intention also. Always do remember that the outcome is not in our hands, but our request can be put out there, and the best outcome for this individual will come forth in the best way that is known. So at this time, you'll have the doors are open for anybody who wishes to say a prayer for anyone out there. Good wishes. Anyone that is ill and needs prayers. Or just a kind thought about anyone you know. And we put our hands forth together with our palms open. We say this prayer into our palms. When you are done, put your hands forward with your palms open and feel it be taken away from you. and you will know this has been taken and done when your hands release down to your hips or release down. We give thanks and gratitude to the Divine Ones for this assistance. Thank you. Be it done. Be it done. It is done in the highest good and light. Thank you. And when you are ready to come back,
I feel weird. Oh. We seem to have lost Prem again. Hopefully she's calling back in. No, that was very, very interesting. The call-in number, if anybody's interested, is 646-721-9031. And I would love to give you a reading. So, if there's anyone out there who wishes to call in, we still have some time left, and I would love, as I said, I'd love to read for you. So while we're waiting for Prem to call in, she did. She's here again. Yay!
I
hello.
Don't know why that keeps happening.
I don't know. I just like this morning when I was trying to write an email to someone. I hadn't had the energy to do it lately, and I'd promised this guy who's another blog talk host, another absolutely fabulous psychic that I swear by, and he'd helped me out recently, so I wanted to run some stuff by him, and I had already put some stuff in the email. It was just stuff that I thought he'd find amusing because he and I have this great sense of humor that matches each other's, and all of a sudden I'm typing along and everything got highlighted. I clicked something in hopes of taking care of the problem. It all went away except for a teeny little letter T. I gave up for the day. I said, I'll do it later. He'll think I'm never going to write him. Because my computer's so whacked out anyway. I need to manifest a new one, among other things. So I don't know. I think sometimes... things happen, and maybe they happen for a reason. Maybe it just wasn't the right time to say what I wanted to say.
Well, and, computers, just like vehicles, they take on a lot of energy that might be going on with us. And so it's always good to clear what's good. I remember with my previous truck, and actually before I go continue on, because my line got cut earlier, for anyone that's finding it hard to come back into their physical bodies, because we went quite high up there, I would like you to bring that pure light down and imagine yourself being washed by this pure white light and bring it all the way back down to your feet and ground yourself like a tree. And if you're finding it hard, I would like you to touch something that's made out of wood or wash your hands so it's in this physical reality. That was very powerful. Energy. As with my previous truck, I was dating this guy, and he was a fabulous lover. I manifested very well on this one. However, he, being Greek, was even, that was cherry on top. I didn't see that one coming. I was like, all right, this is good. But eventually, I started seeing, okay, this individual was holding a lot of emotions and a lot of anger towards his past marriage. And I never let anybody drive my truck because I'm very, you know, only me drives it, no one else, unless it's absolutely needed. I needed him to drive. So I was like, well, yeah, okay, go ahead and drive it. Had a good time, came back the next day. And this is a, you know, only a three-year-old truck, brand new. And the radio started conking out. The engine started playing up. And I was like, what is going on? So I thought it was me. And second, third day, I'm going, this is not right. And of course, because you're out there in la-la land, woohoo, you know, having a good time. Oh, it's just me. And upstairs kind of knocked me in the head and said, hey, are you paying attention to what's going on with the dude you're dating? Because what's going on in your truck is showing you what's going on inside of him, and you might need to pay attention to this. So as soon as I started clearing up the energy that belonged to him in my truck, it was perfectly fine.
Yeah. We do attract by energy. We attract people into our lives to teach us lessons.
Yes, absolutely. And it's really just knowing that, okay, doesn't matter how it turned out, but be in the moment of it, too, whether it's your friendship, relationship, be in the moment of it rather than expecting it to be something that it's not going to be or that you want it to be. And that way you enjoy the fullest of it.
Right.
And when upstairs knocks you in the head and says, hey, pay attention, pay attention.
Right.
And it's okay if the other person's in a funk and it's causing issue, you know, causing things to go a little weird with you. Just know that if we wish to look through rose-colored glasses all the time, we are going to miss out on our growth, and it's just going to take us longer to get there.
That's true. My friend Cheyenne that I work with is always talking about dishonesty. You know, being dishonest with yourself.
Longer.
What?
Yeah, you're right, right. Because the truth is rather inconvenient.
Right.
And that's why we don't want to do it. I've been there so many times. I divorced my ex-husband about just over a year now. And I didn't want to see the inconvenient truth of what was going on. He was having affairs and all this stuff. And I was like, no. We've been married for 16 years. No, of course not.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and in dream time, it's amazing in dream time what things are revealed to us, but we're afraid to see it. I was afraid to see it. I could see exactly what women look like, what was going on, and I was having premonitions of things coming, and they would play out. So just pay attention. And, you know, fear, if we can see it as almost like a friend rather than a threat, we can actually walk through and say, hey, what's up, you? Okay, I'm standing here. You cannot take in my space. Because the worst thing that can happen is I can let you win fear. And it's not about winning either, but, you know, fear will take over you. And as they say, compulsive fear is a waste of time.
Fear is one of the biggest cripplers I know. I can, from personal experience, I know what it's like. I know what it's like to be, I'm just, because of the situation in my life, I'm just starting to get, you know, working my way back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still scary because I have a mild case of agoraphobia. I can still go out of my house if I walk for maybe a mile before it gets bad, but I do suffer from panic and anxiety and post-traumatic stress and situational and reactive depression on a mild level. And when if I was going to ride in a car, it would be another form of panic and anxiety, which I can't even describe. So I don't. But working my way back, it's still scary because I know that it's not that I've been doing it lately, but one of my things is what happens when I'm back in the world again? What if somebody expects too much of me? And I have to, I also realize that having said that it's about my being able to stand up and say, you're expecting too much of me and I can only do this much or I can't do what you're asking of me right now. I'm so used to.
And also knowing that expectations never turn out the way it's expected. I mean, have you ever expected something to turn out the way you expected? No.
Somebody told me once that
not the way we want it.
Well, somebody told me once she was a really close friend. She was like an aunt to me. I called her aunt when I was growing up, and her thing was that oftentimes the anticipation or the realization is less than the anticipation, which is true. So we work ourselves up to something, we're petrified of something, and then, that was nothing.
And we get all caught up in the whole moment, the passion of it, and for weeks goes on, and one day you realize, what the hell was I, why was I even playing in that?
Yeah, we are. Life is something that I realize. I'm working my way back, and I realized yesterday when I suddenly realized when something happened and somebody came to the house and I signed some papers that I really wished I hadn't, because I was sort of, she's a caseworker, and I was kind of blindsided, didn't expect her, and I realized that I have to start taking my power back. I've got to stand in my power. Because if I don't, I'm going to be run. It's going to be steamroll right over me. And excuse me, but I'm here, and I'm 64. Life on my terms. I may be 64, but I'm no little old lady. No little old lady. You wouldn't even know I was 64. I don't even resonate to what. No, I look younger. I feel younger, and I'm not even little. I'm a BBW, and I don't care. You know, and that's fine with me. I'd like to be a bit thinner, but I don't want to be a twig. I always say that. And I have a friend who says, skinny women are for wimps. So the Celtic goddess rules, but that's my joke. I just feel like it's time to start taking my power back, and that's what a lot of people need to do because people are so – I think there's too many people out there that they're scattered. Their thoughts, their energy, they haven't – their shit together, and they need to, but they don't. They often don't know how, and sometimes they turn to 50 million different psychics because they want an answer. But they don't get the message the first time. Some people.
Well,
they go to too many to asking the same question.
Yes, correct, and it's good to know, but at the same time, it's also for us to do the homework. We got to do the work on the inside because, having answers from an intuitive reader is good, gives you a heads up on things. But at the end of the day, you've also got to heal yourself from within. And everything is a step forward. Sometimes we'll do great on our journey, in our healing process, and take 10 steps back. And we just damn ourselves. So it's also giving ourselves some slack and saying, hey, okay, I messed up. It's okay. But just keep moving forward because you are your best friend.
Yeah.
No one else can be your bestest friend than you can be to yourself. And no one else can love you as much as you can come to love yourself.
Exactly.
Because that, then again, is us looking outside to we're relying on someone else. And when that fails, we think, well, we failed. So we are a backup. And to heal ourselves within rather than running from one place to another to finances, puts us in a headspin.
Yeah. Somebody wrote in, hi, Journeyman. Just want you to know you were right in giving me a date for my state exams for health agent. Thanks. While we are here, could you tell me what you see for me in selling senior health plans, the joys and challenges I will encounter, and what do you think I should do to make this endeavor a successful one? Thanks. I just noticed her now. You have any thoughts on that one?
What'd you say? I'm sorry.
What?
Did you ask me a question?
Yeah, I just asked you, this woman, somebody wrote in, she said, hi, Journeyman, just want to let you know you were right in giving me a date for my state exams for health agent. Thanks. While we are here, could you tell me what you see for me in selling senior health plans, the joys and challenges I will encounter, and what do you think I should do to make this encounter a successful one? Thanks. And I think, they're still here. One thing I think is have confidence. What on? Oh, I see. I wrote something and it looks funny in the chat room. I intended to write, anyone have a question? It came run together, and because my keypad doesn't work quite right, I have to use an online pad too. So some of my letters didn't come out, so it looks a little strange. Okay. I think she needs to have confidence in herself, for one thing. I think if it's something that she really wants to do, he or she, then definitely go for it. It sounds like she did well in the exam. And I think she will do well because I think that she has the skills to be a good people person, to outline what the plans are, what people, you know, if somebody's looking for something, let them know exactly which plan fits their needs. And that's what I get. I think they'll do very well at this. It's all about having faith in yourself what is this thing doing? Like, everything is a little junked up here. Somebody wants to know what I see coming up for them in love. I'm Dee, whoever wrote that in there. I'm having trouble with the chat room, because my computer's so funky, it does its own thing. So somebody wants to know about what I see coming up for them for love. If you'd like to call in, it would be easier for me to answer your question since I'm having trouble with the chat room. Their handle looks familiar. You there? Hello? Oh, Prem's gone again. Hopefully she'll be back. Okay, great. If you'd call in, it would be a lot easier because I'm having trouble with the switchboard. I don't mean the switchboard. I'm having trouble with the chat room. My computer's all funky. Hi, 1979. Hello? Hello? This is not working. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I've got your handle, but I don't know your name.
Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. My computer's a little junked up, and I started doing this at last minute for Donnie. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm usually with Donnie anyway, but. Tonight I was on my own. Fortunately, somebody else came along to give me a boost because I was kind of floundering for a bit. You want to know about your love life?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't we all?
Yeah.
I can relate to that. You're not in a relationship right now, right?
Right.
Okay. Did you just get out of one a few months ago?
Well, it was like in... probably like the end of October, actually.
Okay, well.
They still kind of exist in my life here. They might be picking that up.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's not where you want to go back to.
Okay.
I think it's time to, as they say, pick up your marbles and, you know, find a new toy box.
Okay.
Someone new, and I would say, The way things are going, sometime in the next few months, I'm going anywhere between July and maybe September, but I would say more likely August, somewhere. So for some reason, the number like the 15th comes into my mind for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that has any significance for you or.
Not so much.
Okay. Well, it might. I don't even know what day the 15th is exactly, but.
No.
But I think somewhere in that time frame, I think you're gonna meet someone.
Okay.
I think that you're looking for somebody with a little more spark than what you had before.
Yeah, spark. It was just, I think the thing with us, it was just we had so much going on individually at that time. And so even now, we're still really close and express a lot of feelings. Well, he does more than probably I, because I'm trying to, like, be careful with myself. But it was a lot of stuff going on that probably too much to handle in a relationship at that time. But
right.
Like I said, we still talk, and especially talking about what's going on with ourselves. And I don't know, he seems like he's still possibly interested, but I try not to read too deeply in everything. And I am interested in him still, like, but it's just, I know that right now it's okay for not to be time, you know, but hopefully time for me to be in a relationship sometime soon. But I understand it's not time for me right now. I can deal with that.
Yeah, I think, but the time is, it's coming up for you.
Yeah.
It's just, it's one of those time to be patient and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and know exactly what you're looking for.
Right, yeah.
That's the whole thing. It's knowing, somebody in the chat room.
Yeah.
Somebody wanted to know, oh, I see. Friends in the chat room now. But definitely, this is a good time for you to, like I said, for you to know exactly what you're looking for, the type of person, that sort of thing, so that, you know, you be prepared.
Right.
Because I think this is one of those times when, my brain's going to kick in here. I'm sorry. You know, it's a time when everything is just sort of, I think it's been at a standstill in a way,
mm-hmm.
but it's just that time when you get to enjoy getting to know what you want, getting to know yourself even a little bit better,
mm-hmm.
and your priorities. What you know, because like you said before, there was so much going on between you and your boyfriend that it just wasn't, you know, your timing was off.
Yeah, it was like I had a lot. I had like legal stuff. It was just crazy, and then him with career and just a lot
yeah.
of. It was very, very, very hectic. And so, you know, and then like another thing was like for me, it was really hard for me to even talk about what was going on because I didn't want to feel like I was laying my burdens on another person.
Right.
But in a relationship, though, you should be able to talk about those things. So, and if you're not able to talk about what's going on and it's just too much and blah, 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 then it's just not time for you to be with people. And so.
Yeah.
Be by yourself.
No. I get what you're saying because, you know, trying to get somebody's attention here.
Okay.
There. If she doesn't understand, well, I'm doing so well with my typing tonight. I hate my computer,
yeah.
And it doesn't like. But when you're in a relationship, then you know you want to. If you're both so busy that you don't have time for each other, and you feel like you're going to burden somebody, it's not healthy.
Right.
And I think that this time you're going to find somebody that's very grounded,
mm-hmm.
very centered. He's he knows what he wants. There's a self-assurance about him, but he's not arrogant. He's not cocky,
mm-hmm.
and he's just a very down-to-earth person.
Mm-hmm.
got a lot of great qualities. I think he likes to do a lot of the same things that you like. But he also has some interests of his own to make it, you know. I think that makes life more interesting than when you have a carbon copy of yourself.
Yeah, I wouldn't want someone who just does everything like me. Like, you know, have like a little bit of your own thing going.
But yeah.
I just want that shared interest, you know, definitely. But it's some stuff that I just don't do because I think that's nice because they bring it in and you learn from them. They teach you things. So.
Yeah, we always learn from whoever we're with.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's good. Then.
Yeah, I do see somebody really that will make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
I think you need somebody that doesn't take himself too seriously.
Right, yeah. And
yeah,
that's something I enjoyed about him, like, even though I don't think you're feeling that this will die. Oh, man, my cat. Sorry. I enjoyed about him that, you know, I could always laugh and everything was funny and lighthearted. I mean, yeah, you're serious moments, but it's fun. You can joke around. So.
Yeah, you need somebody like that, somebody that's got life in him.
Right. Yes. Sounds good to me.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I'd say you're gonna be doing all right.
All right.
I think he's got a great personality, great smile, great, you know, those sparkling eyes.
Mhm. These.
Wrap him up. Got a brother? No, I don't think so. I'm just kidding. But I think it's time for you to really just settle back and enjoy something, because you've been through a lot. And if I'm correct, your legal issues are over by now.
Yeah, they're over by now. Just kind of like dealing with the residual effects of it. But yeah,
right,
it's over.
That is going to make things a lot easier, because now you can breathe.
Right.
Because the residual effects are pretty much you're down to the. You know, down to the, well, what do I call it, the dust, you know, just a little, there's nothing left. It's like after you've eaten a box of crackers, there's just, you know, like two or three crumbs left.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's nothing there. You life is going to start, it's going to be more on your terms now. You're going to feel, I think this is going to be a summer where you feel light and buoyant.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm hoping for, because it's been pretty, you know, I mean, it's not been torturous afterwards, but it's just been still like dealing with those residual effects and hoping
right.
to free myself from that.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking forward to everything to be over, just done and behind me.
Right.
Well, all right. Well, thank you very much for taking.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Anytime.
I appreciate other people listening in that want to talk.
Yeah.
So I'll just listen.
Bless you.
For the rest of the show.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If I got that right.
Yeah.
Okay. Is somebody on the line? No, guess not. I guess I'm hearing things. I do have a question in the chat room, which I'm about to answer, but if anybody would like to call in, please do. The number is 646-721-9031. And if you're interested in, we have a sponsor called Richard Palanga who does Divine Body Wash. If you donate $25 or more to the show, he will give you a bottle of body wash. If you donate $35 or more, you will also get not only the body wash, but you'll get a bottle of the Divine Body Mist as well. So that's something to think about. It's all natural, and it's from what I remember about it. And his website is richardpalanga.com, I believe. Also, if you Donnie does readings as well. He does phone and email. He will work with people for relationship counseling and for life coaching. He does healing energy. So anybody that's interested, you can contact him at his website, which is psychicxjourneyman.com, I believe. And there's April Angel Medium. You can contact her as well. They're both on Keene and Oranim. And I know Donnie has his phone numbers, but since he's not here tonight, I can only give you what I have. And if you're interested in a reading from me, you can contact me at spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com or phone me at 307-374-5072. I do all my readings for donations, and I take PayPal. If you'd like an email reading from me, I have a suggested donation of $20. For 60 minutes worth of phone reading, I suggest $60, but I'm willing to work with, you know, with your budget, so bring your offer to the table, and I won't turn anyone away. If I also do healing energy, so if that's something that you need, just contact me. Also, I'm willing to work with other time frames. If you want a reading over the phone and you only want like 20 minutes, half an hour, 75 minutes, whatever your time frame, I'm willing to work with that. Also, if you're looking for some really terrific jewelry, I have a business called Dreamweaver Designs, and I would love to make some jewelry for you. I work with stone, with good stone beads. I work with things like ocean jasper, aquamarine, peridot, amethyst, freshwater pearls, all kinds of great stones. And I work with, I use stone pendants and, pardon me, and silver pendants. I also work with Hill Tribe Silver, which is a higher content of silver, and it's handmade by the Hill Tribe's people in Thailand. And I do chakra jewelry. I make necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. And if you're looking for a necklace, we can discuss how long you'd like it, you know, how many strands, what stones you'd like, that sort of thing. And also, I can send you, if you email me at the email that I gave before, spiritwindthemessenger@hotmail.com. Use that one for now. We can work out. I can send you some pictures. I mean, to show you what I do, and I'm going to be doing some chakra jewelry. So if that's an interest to you, let me know, and we can work with that. Also. I take PayPal for everything, so we'll discuss the prices for everything. And if anybody wants to call into the show, we still have a little bit of time left. 646-721-9031. So I look forward to hearing from you. And we have somebody in the chat room. So, I'll be answering her question. To the caller in the chat room, if I'm having trouble with my typing in here tonight, so if you'd like to call in, okay, she said I could, fine, that's fine, we'll talk out loud then. I realize that you said you were looking, you lost your boyfriend a month ago and you want to get him back. And right now, I know you're getting a lot of reminders of him, and that's only natural. You were together for a while. And I realize that you still have very, very deep feelings for him, but what I believe is that he's in a place where he's moved on. Where right now, I'm not saying that there's someone in his life. At least if there is, it's not someone. It's not like he's got a relationship. But I think he is going out and seeing other people. And that for you, this is a time to heal from all this. Because I think before the summer's over, you're going to meet someone that's going to show you what it's really like to have somebody truly love you and respect you. Because unless I'm mistaken, you really didn't get as much respect from your boyfriend as you needed. And if you want to answer in chat, you can, just to give me the confirmation or not. But I do think that you're going to find someone that's going to look at you and see, wow. Oh, okay, then I was wrong. He did give you respect. I apologize for that. One of my off moments, but I do think that you're going to meet someone that's going to be really just right for you. Someone is going to make you laugh, smile, make you... Ah, you waited for this guy all your life. You do have a connection with this guy. I know sometimes I understand we can't always imagine. I know you love him, and I do get that, and I really, you know, I do understand. If you'd like to contact me later, when my head's a little bit clearer, I would be happy to. If you'd like to contact me later, if you have, like, Yahoo or something, I could talk with you there, or if you'd like, I could call you, or you could call me, and we could really talk. Because I might be able to pick up something better than I am right now. Because what you just wrote in the chat, that, okay, if you give me your phone number, I'd be more than happy to call you, because I have a real hard time with, as soon as the show is over, I will definitely give you a call. I'm going to write your number down now so that I have it, and I will be more than happy to call you. You're more than welcome. Let me see if I can write this down here with my pen. Finding the right pen. 818. Okay. I'm going to check back here to see how much time we have left on the show. Whoa. Now, why is this doing? My computer. We are down to 17 minutes and counting down. So, if there's anyone out there that would like to call in, again, the number is 646-721-9031. Okay, so the show is almost over, and I thank everyone who's been listening. Hope I didn't drive you too crazy, and that you did get something out of it tonight. Donnie should be back tomorrow night, and I look forward to finding out how everyone's doing. Six, six. There we go. I've just written down somebody's number. And hopefully I've got the number correct. So, since the show is almost over, I will... Whoops. Somehow Blog Talk's doing its own thing again. And I suddenly got moved to somewhere else. The switchboard's disappeared. Well, there we go. We now have the switchboard back. Somehow I think we have become off the air. This is ridiculous. Okay, then. Hmm.